10 years ago, on December 14, 2012, a 20-year-old gunman entered Sandy Hook Elementary School and killed 26 people, including 20 school children and 6 staff members. Earlier in the day, he killed his mother at her home, and as first responders arrived at the school, he killed himself. Today, Representative Lucy McBath of Georgia spoke on the House floor marking the 10-year anniversary. Her son, Jordan Davis, was killed by a white shooter who opened fire on a car of unarmed black teens after an argument over their rap music at a gas station, also in 2012.
He pulled out a gun from the glove compartment of his car, took a shooter stance, and fired 10 rounds at the car, hitting my son, Jordan, 3 times, killing my only son. A month later, a man who should never have had access to an assault weapon murdered 20 children and 6 staff at Sandy Hook Elementary School.
McBath shared that nothing is worse than losing a child to such violence, and that while people did everything they could to protect the children inside the school at Sandy Hook, more must be done for protection and safety, like first grade teacher Lauren Rousseau.
Lauren had worked at Sandy Hook for a week. She had tried to hide them in the bathroom. She had fought to keep them safe. 15 of her students were killed. 15 first graders murdered in a bathroom by a man with an assault rifle. One, a 6-year-old girl, played dead among the bodies of her classmates. She was the only one to survive in that room.
This year, for the first time in 30 years, Congress approved legislation to counter gun violence. A gun safety package that President Biden signed into law in June includes expanded background checks for people ages 18 to 21. It expands an existing law preventing people who've been convicted of domestic abuse from owning a gun and incentivizes states to pass red flag laws. Families of the victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting formed a nonprofit organization called Sandy Hook Promise, advocating for gun safety legislation, behavioral intervention programs, and supporting school shooting survivors in telling their stories. Here are a few voices of student survivors from around the country.
The day was good.
It was a normal day.
First period, I met with all my friends and we were just having a normal day.
The day was remarkably average up until that incident.
We started hearing loud bangs in the hallway.
Everyone in the class froze and we all stared at each other, hoping that it was some kind of drill.
He shot me 3 times.
I just didn't think I would survive, honestly.
They put me in a stretcher, and as I was wheeled out, I saw one of my friends laying on the ground in a pool of blood.
2 students were dead beside me.
We lost 17 classmates and teachers altogether.
I very much think I stopped being a teenager that day.
Guns are now the leading cause of death among American teens and children, according to Sandy Hook Promise. Gun safety advocates are calling for universal background checks, safe storage, ghost gun regulation, and a total ban on assault weapons. AR-15 semi-automatic rifles have been used in 11 mass shootings since 2012. This year, the House passed a ban on semi-automatic weapons, but it failed in the Senate, opposed by Republicans and the National Rifle Association. The ban becomes more unlikely as Republicans are said to take over the House next year. There have been 49 school shootings this year that have resulted in death or injury, according to Education Week, the highest number since the organization began tracking school shootings in 2018. 36 people have been killed, including 29 students and 7 employees, and 98 people injured. For KPFA News, I'm Corinne Smith.